Several of the country's most prestigious colleges are located in North Carolina, among them the University of North Carolina, Duke, and Wake Forest. But there are a number of high school students in the state who will not be attending those colleges or any other. It has nothing to do with poor grades or the cost of tuition. The assumption in some parts of rural North Carolina is that after high school, if they complete high school, young people will make a living in a factory or go to work on a farm. For them, college is not an option because they never really thought about going. Lita Hartman reports on a community college that has started to offer free tuition to students who otherwise would not have considered college.
The New Century Scholars Program is not for gifted students or at-risk students, but for ordinary ones. It targets kids who aren't likely to have college on their radar screens, kids like Corey Broom, a 13-year-old 7th grader at Piedmont Middle School.
That was neat because I've really never worn anything at school before.
Corey is one of 60 students in Union County, east of Charlotte, who's been chosen for the scholarship program. Corey's big for his age. He wears glasses, he's polite, he works hard at school. And he's looking forward to 2 years free at South Piedmont Community College as long as he meets certain conditions. He has to stay away from drugs and drinking, do community service, and graduate from high school.
It kind of makes me want to improve more in my work and stuff, but it also kind of puts a little bit of pressure on me, thinking about if that scholarship's going to be taken away or, you know.
No one in Corey's family has had any college except his grandmother, who took courses in order to become a teacher's assistant. Corey's parents split up when he was a baby, and he's lived with his grandparents ever since. He says he owes everything to them.
I put it in this way. If I was with my mom, I would probably have been raised by the streets. Like, see how my education's doing, and I got this scholarship. I wouldn't have the scholarship if I lived with her. Because she don't care. She has two other kids, my stepbrother and stepsister.
Corey's grandparents do care, and they understand the changes taking place around them. In their day, Elizabeth White says, you didn't need college to earn a decent living. You just needed to work hard.
Actually, college was out of the question back in our time. I mean, it seemed like you could work yourself up to things. You know, it wasn't as much being competitive. I don't think back then a college education was considered as important as it is now.
That's the reason Lynn Ray persuaded South Piedmont Community College to set up the New Century Scholars Program. Ray has done all right for himself with just a high school diploma. He owns a successful mechanical contracting company. But he says his path would have been a lot smoother if he'd had more schooling.
I'm thinking not only about myself, but I'm thinking about a lot of my friends and buddies that this program could really help. Because it touches the ones that are satisfied just to get by. And I'm thinking the potential that's there, what it would be if those had the right encouragement or they had access to some kind of further training.
What's more, Ray says, rural areas like this one won't be able to meet the economic challenges facing them without more people seeking a better education.
Even on machinery now, where you could go in used to as just a green apprentice helper, and they could train you on a piece of equipment, a lathe, whatnot. Now, all that's computer, and you had to have some skills before you can operate some of the simplest equipment.
In Anson County, where Ray grew up, less than two-thirds of the people are high school graduates, and only 7% are college grads. Unemployment is in the double digits because the local textile industry, which had sustained the area for decades, is dying. Next door in Union County, where Ray lives now, the situation is better, but many businesses there are having a hard time finding well-trained workers. And that's why Union County Career Education Director Charles Perry is at a local Chamber of Commerce lunch to sell the New Century Scholars Program.
Granted, four-year educations are very, very important. You also realize that the top percentage of any graduating class, brain drain, the majority of them don't stay in our community. They go out to where the corporations are, the major dollars are.
Perry tells these business leaders they should invest in the young people who are planning to stay around. Their support is important. All the funding for the program is local. Each donation of $500 is put into a foundation to collect interest. By the time a 7th grader graduates from high school, that will be enough money for 2 years at South Piedmont. Perry's pitch wins over Teddy Griffin, who owns a local construction company.
By creating a workforce that is well-trained and understands the basics of business and so forth from that standpoint, I think we'll produce a much better student like this, therefore a much better citizen and employee.
By the time Corey Broom reaches college, there will hopefully be hundreds of New Century scholars in this part of North Carolina. Corey wants to become a scientist, and he knows he needs post-secondary school in order to get that kind of job.
I don't really think I could live here without it.
Corey wants to stay in Union County. Whether there will be the kind of job he wants in the area is an open question, but he at least will have done his part and gotten his education. For NPR News, I'm Lita Hartman in Marshville, North Carolina.